Okay. Now could you tell me a little bit about Huntsville, particularly how has it changed in your lifetime?
Drastically. It really has. I have heard stories about the cotton fields and how all the suburbs now used to be cotton fields, but I don't remember that per se. What I do remember is growing up in a very safe and very, it's just, Huntsville's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful town. It really is. And when I was growing up there, it never had so many civic activities and so many cultural activities as it does now. And I would have to say that since I've been in Huntsville, that those two things, the population, let me add, of course, is more than tripled in my lifetime, the population of Huntsville, and that bring all the cultural activities and events that they have now, have been the two most drastic changes since that I've been growing up. But let me say that Huntsville is the most, it's such an aristocratic little town. Everybody's on one side or the other. It's people that have lived in Huntsville all their lives consider themselves to be old Huntsvillians, and all those that are new just are not really. It's sad to say, but they're really not accepted into the so-called society of Huntsville. They really aren't. Of course, the arsenal has brought a great deal of foreigners into Huntsville, in particular Germans. Von Braun, of course, lived in Huntsville, right behind my home. And Huntsville, I might add, that has been made to a museum. Now we have the Von Braun Civic Center. It's what I'm speaking of, bringing the cultural events to Huntsville. It's a tremendous coliseum that's brought quite a bit of, activity into Huntsville that was never there when I was growing up as a child.
You have any idea what the population is now?
It's about 140,000. I'd say between 120 and 40. I can't be any more specific than that.
Could you estimate the racial breakdown? Is there a large black population?
I'd say roughly maybe, no, let me back up. That's a very difficult question to answer because we have two black colleges in Huntsville. One's Oakwood and another one's A&M. And as a result, they are predominantly black colleges. And as a result, that's a very difficult question to answer because the people you see, you don't know if they're just, attending the college or if they do belong. Huntsville has never accepted the black as a city its size should now, I don't think. And as a matter of fact, this sounds strange to say, but I would rather walk through the malls in Atlanta than Huntsville. I don't know why, but there's, I think they sense that it hasn't been accepted there. Mm-hmm. It's not, I don't mean that it's that dangerous. I mean, they have a lot more sort of racial problems there at times. Then again, it could be from the colleges and the young.
You mentioned Germans. Are there any other nationality groups?
Predominantly Germans. They, I can't think of any that would be worthy to mention. I just know the Germans because when Von Braun came over, he brought like his 30 to 40 scientists with him. And especially in the area we live in, we moved into the home I live in now in 1956, and in that area, at the time we were the second house in the subdivision and two doors down, we had one of Von Braun's assistants that came over with him from Germany. So as a result of them, I think I met more of the German people and they stand out more with me than...
Do you speak German?
None whatsoever.
Do they speak English?
No, very little. You have to be around them for quite a while to understand the English they do speak.
How do you communicate?
Oh, it was very easy because they had a daughter that was 2 years older than I, and she and I were very, very, very close friends. And just being around them a long time, I picked up on it. But, of course, she speaks very good English, but her parents.